Start your day the Torah in Manchester. Chof Tes Kislev Tov Shin Ein Ches Rebbe Shol Aaron Shmuley.
Good morning, good Hanukkah. I'd like to start with a fascinating insight which Matthieu Salomon makes about the Yom Tov Chanukah. He says it's remarkable that when we look at the Yomim Tovim, that if you compare the difference between the way from a Yidden, a Choygeg, the Yomim Tovim, and the way the less from, you don't find that much difference between Sukkahs. Sukkahs are Sukkah, Lulav is a Lulav. You don't find that much difference between Pesach. People eat matzah, they eat matzah. When it comes to the Yom Tov Purim, so you find even the less from people, they also understand what Purim is. There's no disagreement at all. But when it comes to the Yom Tov Chanukah, there's a huge, huge difference between the way the from people, if you like, celebrate Chanukah, and the way the less from people celebrate Chanukah. We say Alanisim. And in Alanisim, we make it very clear that the Yom Tov of Chanukah commemorates and celebrates how we were mamish giboirim biyad chaloshim. Virabim biyad ma'atim, utumei biyad tahoyim, I mean, Klal Yisrael had a very few people. How did we get through? With the words Maccabi, mi chamoicha bo'ilem Hashem. But the strange thing about it is that although by from Yidden, we understand that the miracle of Chanukah is that the Yevonim were Giboirim and the Noitzchim were Chaloshim, but the Freie Welt have totally turned Chanukah on its head and they've taken something which is a symbol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's strength, Micha Moicha Be'elav Hashem, and it's become Maccabi. Maccabi is a symbol of Jewish strength, of physical strength. How can it be that the Yom Tov of Chanukah only, you don't find it Purim, you don't find that Purim is the Yom Tov of diplomacy, you know, where it depends what goes on between Mordechai and Esther, diplomatic attempts between the various ministers. You don't find other Yomim Tovim. But Chanukah, it seems to be there's a huge contrast between the way the from Olam celebrate Chanukah and the way the less from Olam celebrate Chanukah. And the question is, why and how to understand it? Before we come back to Matthieu's incredible observation, I want to share with you a halachic shaila that we had in yeshiva this week. Baruch Hashem, we were zeichet to set up a yeshiva 3 years ago, and in 3 years we've actually had three separate locations. We've been once in Shomri Hadass, once in Vine Street, and now we're a small shul all the way out to Manchester called Mead Hill Shul, as you go down Middleton Road there. And we had an interesting shaila. The shaila was that Baruch Hashem, we have out-of-town Bochrim and in-town Bochrim. Out-of-town Bochrim, portion, eating three meals in yeshiva. They're mostly spending time in yeshiva. So the psak was they should light in the cheder oichel. Now, the cheder oichel, when you're renting premises of something else, is not exactly pre-made. And it's a bit like this room. Imagine this is the Beis HaMedrash area. And to the left of the, well, your right to the Beis HaMedrash, is where the dining room area is. So you're lighting the menorah here. And the shaila came about was, is it okay, al pi halacha, for one of the bochrim, who is anyway lighting in yeshiva, has he got a problem with lighting the menorah in the yeshiva? In other words, will he be mekayim his mitzvah of hadlokas neiros by lighting the yeshiva's menorah, if anyway in the same mokim, very shortly, and you can remember, it's not like they had a nice wooden door mechitza, permanent mechitza, we're talking about a very flimsy mechitza between the dining room and between the yeshiva, Beis HaMedrash, is that a shaila, or is that something to be avoided? So you'll tell me, poshut. Look in Shulchan Aruch, and see what Shulchan Aruch says. So in order to understand the shaila, we have to understand why bichla we're actually lighting in shul. The Mechaber says in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Aleph, Over Beis HaKnesses Manichei B'Kaisel Dorim. The Beis HaKnesses was supposed to light on the south wall. Umadlikin Umavarchin Revechin Beis HaKnesses Mishum Pesumin Nissa. The reason why you've got a light in Shul is because of Pesumin Nissa. As they bring up the Mechaba in Hilchus Chanukah. So where's the Mechaba get it from? The Mechaba, Beit Yosef, brings it from Rishonim. And if we look into Beit Yosef and Tov Reishayin Aleph, Be'etzem, there are a number of opinions why one is supposed to light in Shul. And the Beit Yosef brings down two shittas be'ikah. Says the Beis Yosef, the first one is from the smack. The Tur brings Vashem the smack. Why do you light in Shul? Says the Tur, Beis Yosef brings a loshim, Imnei ha'orchim she'elahem bayis lahadlik boy. You have guests come to town. People used to travel in those days. They weren't as affluent as they were, Baruch Hashem, today. Everyone had their own house. No, people were traveling. Or k'moy kiddush, like there was a minag used to make kiddush in Shul. Some people still have that minag today to make kiddush Friday night. In Shul, v'chein kosav akolvoy. So one reason, right, the Beis Yosef is showing the smack is because of orchim, guests who don't have where to light. Says the Kolvoy, there's another reason, k'dei lefarsim haneis b'fnei kolam. There's a mitzvah, persum enissa. Well, esadei habrochas b'fneim, sheish b'zei persum godol Hashem yizbarach v'kiddush shemoy, v'meila mevorchin oisei b'makeinois. Says the Kolvoy, there's an inyan to light it amongst the kehillah when you bring b'farsim the nes. The Rivash ensures Rivash, which the Beis Yosef brings right and says, Minig Vosikin. Why? Because we went through a time where not Eva was able to light it Bachutz, i.e. Bizman HaSakana. Therefore, says the Rivash, Chazal made a Takana that you're supposed to light Menorah even in a Shul. So you see clearly, to the Rishonim, to the Beis Yosef, the Mechaba, two reasons why we're supposed to light in a shul. Either you're supposed to light in the shul because of our Orchim, because of guests, or the second reason is Pirsum Anissa, that people should come along and they should see the great Pirsum Anis. So it seems to be very, very poshut. The problem is, I found a very, very Mechudish Dika, Ramosha Shtemuch, Emoidim Azmanim, who literally, if I wouldn't have seen Ramosha Shtemuch writing his name with the thing, I would have said, this is a huge chiddush, and wouldn't have taken a second look at it. Ramosha Shtemuch, one of the Poitzki Adoyin, comes up with a phenomenal, phenomenal chiddush. And he's Madaika Rambam. The Rambam says like this, brings a brief history of the story, the Chanukah story. Umibnei zeh hiskinu chachomim sheboisei hadoir. The chachomim in that doir were masakin. Sheyehu shmoinas yomim hoelo shetchilosem chofhei bekislev yimei simcha vehala. The 25th of Kislev for 8 days is yimei simcha vehala. Says the Rambam. Umadlikin bohen haneirois. And you're supposed to light candles. Why leharois legalis hanes? Says Moshe Shtenbuch, the Rambam does not write that Chazal made a takana at the time that everybody should light candles. What was the Itta takana? The Itta takana was Yimei Halel v'Simcha. And Grada, by the way, or Malikim and Eretz, there's a minig which is to Madig and Eretz. If you look in the Moshe, says Moshe Shtenbuch, at the end of Yuvanim Nigbutso Alai, it says, Nasa Neis Lashoshanim, B'nei Vino Yimei Shmoina, Kavu Shir Uranonim. No mention of Lachas Neiris. In other words, says Ramosha Shtemach, it's Meduik in the Rambam, and it's Meduik in the Piyot of Moitzur, and it's Meduik in the Gemara and Shabbos Daf Chofalov, that when Chazal came along and they were Masakein, the Yom Tov of Chanukah, the Shana Acheres, there was no tikkun that every single Yid should light outside the Pesach Pesach. Meduik Gechidosh. Where was the tikkun? The tikkun was they should like it based on Mikdash. Aye, so where did the minna come about? That bisman hazeh, you find even today, or people then came along. Says Ramosha Shtemach Amoedig Echidish. When Klal Yisrael went into Golos, and they were in Izbazru, Chazal came along and said, because there's no menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, every single yid has to light outside his house. Pesach Beisu. Once everybody was lighting me Pesach Beisu, there's no necessity to light inside a shul anymore. Memelon is battle the takona in order to come along and light in the Beis HaKnesses. It's a huge chiddush. Meaning that the takona of lighting me Pesach Beisu only came about later when Klal Yisrael went into Golos. But Bishas that had the Beis HaMikdash. What for? You're lighting them in the Beis HaMikdash every day. Why do you have to have a menorah for? Aye, what happened later? Says Rav Moshe Shtembuch, Memela, what happened was, there came a Zman of Sakana, when Klal Yisrael, the time of the Rambam, a little bit later, in the time of the Balei HaTosas, when Yitaken was Mamish Sakana to light candles outside. Memela, they only lit it inside. Once they lit it inside, that the Rav Moshe Shtembuch, the original Sakana of lighting Beis HaMikdash Bifnim, in the Beis HaKnesses, came back again. We made this at Rav Moshe Shtembuch. In Eretz Yisrael today, his man, the Gaon. The Gaon came, the Eretz Yisrael, Tamidim of the Gaon came to Eretz Yisrael. Right at the beginning of the 1900s, the late 19th century. And what happened was, they were Masaki, no, Choyza Atara LeYoshna. We're going to bring back the meaning of lighting of Mibachutz. So when they go to Eretz Yisrael, many, many people light outside Mibachutz. Oy bazoi zat Ramesha Shtemuch, if the Takana comes back again, oy bazoi, there's no tzairach anymore to light in the Beis HaKnesses. Memele says Ramesha Shtemuch, ich paskan halacha lamaisa, that you don't make a bracha. Either there are people of Minach, I call me about the Minach to the Moshe Shtemach. Of the Lemaisa, because the Ikat HaKol is to light outside, and calls the man as a Menorah outside, I don't light inside. So the Moshe Shtemach, I don't lie with them with a brach. The emes is, the Marik brings from the Chasam Sefer Alein, even in Preshbol, Taka didn't make with a brach, for different svaras. But it's not such a big chiddush to light in the Beis HaKnesses without a brach. Over Rav Moshe Shtemuch, he's only talking in a place where everybody's lighting outside. So in Yerushalayim, says Rav Moshe Shtemuch, where people are lighting outside, and therefore there's a huge prisum in this. Why do you have to light inside? So it's always been like that. But to make a brach on something which is not necessary, says Rav Moshe, I don't make a bracha. The Paradis Yosef is very, very unhappy with this Rav Moshe Shtemuch. And he brings from Shmuel Aaron Stern, Shai Rehira, he says, Rav Moshe Shtemuch is a pella atzuma. It's a pella. Says Rav Shmuel Aaron Stern is Kovit Shai Rehira, to say that the Rambam, the Zman HaGemara, that nobody started lit, there was no takana b'chlal to light candles. Bizman Beis HaMikdash. I mean, the Rambam, if you look at the Rambam says, Umadlikin ben aneus be'er val pischi abotin. He made them say, word v'shei adlikin ben aneus. At the time they were masaki in the halavidah, it was all a chelik of it. Says Rav Shmuel Aaron Stern, if you look at Haneiros Halolu, what do we say? We say Haneiros Halolu Anachnu Madlikim ... What's the end part? Today Lahoidos Ola Halal. So the Ganser Tachlis for Haneiros Halolu, all the thing that is very nice, it's today Lahoidos Ola Halal. So how can the Rambam, how can Rav Moshe Shtemuch say that the Halavidah is exclusive of that Lachas Neiros? It's Mefurish Haneiros Halolu. Aye, the Moish saw beside that. Okay, so they didn't get every single prat of the Moish saw, but that's a chilik of it. To come along and to say, says Rav Shmuel Aaron Stern, that Klal Yisrael when made the takana in Eretz Yisrael. What was the takana when they had Chanukah? The takana was that only light of Beis HaMikdash. And then when they came to Golos, Rome, Golos Eden, Klal Yisrael when his father. So now Klal Yisrael sat down and the Chachamim made a new takana that they have to come along and they have to now, everybody has to live a person to me, say, where do you find such a thing? Where do you find that Chachomim came together after Churban HaBayis and said, right, Rabbi said, there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Menorah, if there's no Menorah, there's no Beis HaMikdash, say, let's sit down. So Shmuel Aaron Stern, I don't understand. Where are you coming from, Rav Moshe Shtemuch? Where do you find such a Makoyer that there was a Chalkoyach and Chazal to come along and make a Takana that you can now sit down and you can now make a new community? You know what? Because there's no Beis HaMikdash, everybody goes outside and everybody goes and lights up Pesach Beis. So where do you find such a thing? But Shtemuch goes a step weiter and he wants a taina. Kedei that nobody should be yotze with their thing. You should make sure that the oil or the menorah, the candles which are used to light the actual menorah, Beis HaKnesses, should not be sponsored by any individual. It should come purely from the Beis HaKnesses. Why should that be? Why is the Moshe Shtemuch going to such an extreme to make sure that nobody participates in it? It's a huge chiddush to come along. Aye, the Rambam is not Maduik at all. All the Rambam says is, they used to light candles there. He didn't say the word v'shei aliku. No. He says there are many, many chazalim and many, many midrashim that say very clearly that Bizman, Beis Hamikdash, the Shavah HaCheres, every single Yidus at Takana to light up Pisle Betzim. So to come along and say, Moide Gechidush here, that Bizman, Beis Hamikdash, no little Pisle Betzim was a later Takana, Mechatesa. What Ramosha Shtemuch adds afterwards and says, there's only the Zman of the Bali Atoisvus, that was the Zman Sakona, things changed. What do you mean? The Gemara says, but first, Zman Sakona. That means even at the times of Gemara, the Zman Sakona was a concept. Zman Sakona was before Churub Beis HaMikdash, says Rishmon Arnstein. So if that's true, Zman Sakona wasn't later on. Zman Sakona was even Zman Beis HaMikdash. There were times when it was dangerous for Yidden to be lighting Beis HaMikdash. So why didn't this Takona come in and start then, says Rishmon Arnstein? So Mamela, he is Madche, the whole chiddush of Ramosha Shtemuch. Ramosha Shtemuch says, yeah, it's a chiddush, but I found in other people. But Lemaisa, I'm still sticking by my guns. Lemaisa, that's only something which is noyea to Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael, the minig has changed that everybody lights outside. If everybody lights outside, so Ibazoi, there's no need to make with the brachas, Abis HaKnesses. However, that's not the same with us, because the minig zich in Chutz Laaretz is not to light outside. So if the minig zich are not to light outside, so ibazoi, the makoyer to light inside is still very, very stark. In fact, if you're Moshe Shtemuch, there's taka and more stark in minig, the zich and makoyer for bracha. Why? Because there's a whole nida, there's a whole discussion about bechlal, whether we should be making a bracha on Beis HaKnesses. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Tov Reish Ayin Aleph as follows. Umadlikin, the Machaber says, Umadlikin umavarchin. Says the Mishnah Berurah, after Beis HaKnesses, Hurak min Hogah, even though it's just a minag, Mikamakim mevarchin, we make a bracha, Kemoish mevarchin, a halal the Rosh Chodesh, ain't in a minag. Why? Because you see, you make a bracha on halal the Rosh Chodesh, which is only a minag. I lemaised mechaba paskins and hilchas halal that you don't make a brach on halal. So according to that, the shit is a mechaba that you don't make a brach on halal Rosh Chodesh in a minute. Why are we making a bracha on the minute Beis HaKnesses? So now the mefarshim say it differently. The Rivash wants to say it's different because this is a minag which is attached to Pesum and Nisa. A minag which is attached to Pesum and Nisa, not like Arava. Arava, we don't make a bracha al chibut Arava. That's damas, a minag which the Nevi'im we brought in. But a minag which is geboit on Pesum and Nisa, says the Rivash, that's a much starker minag. And therefore make a bracha. Faket, if Fidim Moshe Shtem was chidush, then that was the Ikka Takana, then faket, that was something which is a chelik of the Takana to Nevi'im, but maybe we can bring it down. The Mishnah Berurah goes further and says, what about the Shliach Tzibur? The Shliach Tzibur who lights in Shul, is he allowed to go home now and light his own Neiris? Maybe he's been Yotzei Chiyuv. Says the Mechaber, no, B'shem the Rama, so the Rama, Vein Adam Yotzei B'nei Shabbos HaKnesses, a person can't be Yotzei B'nei Shabbos HaKnesses, V'tzorich Lachzer or Lahandik Beveso. He has to go home. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Va'afilo hashliach tzibur shebeirach Beis HaKnesses. Even that Yid who stood up and shun has made the brachas, tzorech lachzer or lehadlik beveis. He has to go out. Why? Di yeshchiv al kol echad lehadlik beveis. Okay. Says the Sharet, see you, Magos HaGon Rebaruch Frenkel, Mistapeg, to Efshe, Di moirach madlik beneiris Beis HaKnesses, she'en tzorech lachzer or lehadlik bachsanyim. Says the Sharet, see you, if you have an Ereach who's lighting in shul, doesn't have where else to light, she'en tzorech lachzer or lehadlik bachsanyim. So now we see over here, we have something similar to an Ereach. You have an Ereach who's lit in the shul now. Where's he supposed to go to his achsanyim? This now comes very similar to our original Shaila of Abach and the Beis HaMedrash. Abach and the Beis HaMedrash's psak is that he's supposed to light, which is many poskim hold, as the Cheder Oichel. So now you have a Cheder Oichel which is alongside the Beis HaMedrash here. You now have a problem. The problem is that if he lights here, it's a big sofik. So having spoken to a number of poskim in the Shtots, Hayotze to the Shaila was, it's very, very clear that there's very little difference between where the Cheder Oichel is and where the Beis HaMedrash is. And therefore it's a very stark tzad that if you have a bacha who's going to be lighting the menorah, the Shein Beis HaKnesses, and 2 minutes later he's lighting for himself on the Cheder Oichel, what's an afgemina? It's 100 yards here. Be'etzim is the same room, just you have an arbitrary, if you like, mechitza, which is where the dining room, where the Beis HaMedrash is. But Beis Soid, it happens to be this area here. The Maaseh is a similar shaila, but not so similar. So it's similar. For example, what would Hanacha be, for example, either if there'd be a shiva house, was Bnei Brak, still is Bnei Brak, and you'd have a chiyuv of a person in the shiva house to light candles. At the same time, the shiva house is also Beis HaKnesses. What's the halacha? Does one light a menorah in a basak in a shiva house? Or say no, that's not a din of a shul. So the Paradis Yosef brings down a shayis of Chuvas Mechke Yoritz, who says like this: Yesh Lodin as a shayla beveisa oval shemispalalim shom kolimei shiva hayim chayovim lahadlik shom neiros Chanukah. So he fears that if he concludes like this, his tzakis nira deloy the yadlik shom beloy bracha. Can't make a bracha. Why? Because somebody else has already lit in his house with a bracha. And even if you hold that there's, you have a house which has got two psochim, and Chazal say, let's say you, in the times you used to light on the outside, so you have to light, you have two sides to your house, you're a corner house, and there are two entrances, so Chazal say you have to light on both of them, neha chashad. So what do you do there? You light on one with the bracha, and you have das with the other one. Zokter, the mechirei oretz, what's the nafkimin in a shiva house? The shiva house you have to light here, but if you're lighting in your own ched oichon, you're lighting by the front door, l'chayri, you can be yoitza with two of them. Or he says, no, you could have the person himself, the balabas, lighting b'chutz beisai, and echamnei abayis, somebody else in the house, they can light the one in the shul. But l'chol adeis, it comes out that nobody paskins that one person can light in the shul and then go light his own thing, which is just 100 yards away. Because if you're lighting here, it's the same makim, it's the same cheder oichel, it's the same beis hamedrash. L'chayre, there's no heter bechlal to be able to light it here, and therefore the psak was that one of the hanholas should light the menorah and the bochum should light theirs, and that was the psak there. It's a mahefse. But the they could see the mokim bechalal. So it was because of the grey areas, the cholad is. Shlomo Zalman Taka passed some furish. I was speaking to him after 2 months just before the shir. Shlomo Zalman passed some furish that once a bachur lived there, he can't light his own menera. So that was his psak there. Even if the cheder oichel, cheder bezek, and the beit zaknes is on two different levels. But since it's in the same binyan, once you listen here, you can't lit in a different place.
Half an hour.
Why half an hour? That's if you light before Maariv. Maybe some people light after, a different menhagim. Before Shkia. Okay, the shul itself. It's Chiluki days where you light just after Mincha, just before Maariv. It's Taylor on the two shittas here. And Moshe, well, you have to have a minion, not have a minion. It's all Taylor needs from the Machloikas, two shittas here. When you pass can light the Rivash, you pass can light the Kolboy. They're also not posh at these Nakudas. Hayoitse is a very interesting thing. It is. Rav Moshe Shtemach is boiling Oysa Yesoid, which is built out on something where he's creating, if you like, creating a machadish, a new mahalach in how to understand the halachas of Chanukah, which is gebait on the history of Chanukah. So the question is, one has to ask oneself, why is there such a discrepancy and disparity between the two, even Heintiger Achroinim, about the action of Chanukah, what went on? Which brings about another shayla. Which is, why is it taka that we have no history about Chanukah? Or the history that we do have, it's not from a Yiddish Makayot, Megillas Antiochus, or from external sources. But the Rambam is very, very brief. It's maybe more than it is in Sinai, because it's in Sinai is in the Torah. But the Rambam is very brief. The Gemara is even briefer. All we have is Al Anisim. That's it. Why taka is there very little history? So there's two Mahalchim, which at least I've seen, probably many others, but two Mahalchim you've seen in the Bale Hashkofa, Bale Musa, to explain why taka there is no history. And faket, a person maybe should go out of his way not to learn the history. So Rishlema Brevden and Seif Lahoidah Zahalel brings a Ramban in the beginning of Pashas Lech Lecha. The Ramban of being a Pashas Lech Lecha asks a very fascinating question. He says, we know there are 10 tests. Asoron is Yoynes Nesnas Avram Avinim. The first one was Ur Kastim. And yet, says Rav Shlomo Revnas, the Ramban, we don't find a single Makor except for two words by the Bismar Messiah, Mani, Aloich Hashem, Alekach, Asher, Titichim, or Kast, and that's it. There's no Makor. Why is it not mentioned anywhere, Samodik and Asayin, to throw yourself into a fire that you would expect the Torah should make a Gansa Trask about it, or should make a big fuss about it? Gornish, nothing. So the Ramban says, because Ur Kastim involved discussing Avodah Zarah. And the benefits balanced up against the chesroiness of having to go into and discuss the Avodah Zarah against the incredible nays, they don't outweigh. In other words, the danger that somebody would learn and sort of develop on the chesroinus, the minus of Avodah Zarah, chas v'chalila, is so powerful it outweighs the benefits of talking about Orkastim. You can write Orkastim, then the Parsha Nechla will pick up the nits. Oh, but to write Mefurish, the whole inyoni of Avodah Zarah, says the Ramban, we're not interested to talk about. There is a danger. So let's go to Aram on the Bochum, asking Shiva and explain this. The whole passion of the eagle. The Chayra, the eagle, is very different, because the way the eagle started, says the Ramban, was Eile Lehechi Yisrael, which wasn't really Avodah Zarah. They wanted to have somebody who was between them and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the Eirav came along, and Taka, they got in between there. But the Torah doesn't really go into detail about the actual Inyon of Avodah Zarah. That was something that started in a very powerful way, and it got out of hand. Whereas here, we'd have to discuss about raw Avodah Zarah from day one. This is what exactly Nimrod was and all his concept of desire. So Memela says of Shlomo Brevda, Geboit on this Ramban, we understand why Chazal did not want to go into the whole historical sources of Chanukah. It's true there are other sources which do about it, but you won't find anywhere in Chazal to go into it. Why? Because you don't need to know more than the fact that the Yevonim came along, they wanted to attack Klal Yisrael, they caused tremendous suffering, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu came along, and that's what we have to know. The Bach, which itself is a chiddush, the Bach says the reason why this Neis Chanukah happened is because this Slashlo Ba'avodah is because Klal Yisrael was slipping Ba'avodah until they came along and they stood their ground and Moshe Nefesh and Kadosh Baruch Hu brought them back again. As these are in Shlomo Brevda, Matyo has a different mahalach, beautiful mahalach. Matyo is geboit in the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma says that we know that in Kapitel Chav Beis, Esther is compared to Ayelet HaShachar. Gemara says, what's it got to do with HaShachar? Gemara says, something to the extent of, that just as HaShachar, that's the end, if you like, it's the beginning of the morning, it's the end of the night, so too you should know that this Nes Purim was the last of the Nisim that took place in Klal Yisrael. Last piece of Nisim in Klal Yisrael. Yosef Leibowitz writes in Sefer Yaz Dvach that all of the Yomim Tovim that we have, that we are Choygeg, they're all there to give us the Yisodis and Emunah to get us through our Golos until Binyan Bayis HaShlishi. Find the Gemara, aye, what about Megillah? What about the Yom Tov Chanukah? What about the Yom Tov Chanukah? How could the Gemara say that just as Shachar is the end of the night, so too Megillah's Esther and the story of Purim is the end of Kol HaNisim? Ah, you've got the Yom Tov of Chanukah, says the Gemara. Nitna li kosif ka'oma. I meant to tell you that the last nes that was told by Kodesh Baruch Hu, Baruch HaKodesh, told Mordechai to write it down, that was Megillah's Esther. But after that, there may be Nisim, there may be Yom Tov, but you don't write them down. Is Muchach as the Yom Tov of Chanukah was loinit in the Kosev, it's not supposed to be written down. So Matyo, it's fascinating that you find the one Yom Tov that there's no, or there's an Issa, you're not allowed to write down, and yet you have the biggest richuk, you have the biggest contrast between the way from people are chagig Chanukah and the way you have the fry people are chagig Chanukah. We understand Micha Moicha Beinam Hashem, we come out with Mamash Shabbalim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us so much kochas, anything is possible, and yet you have from the other side, you have Maccabi, you have the thing which is the whole Maccabi games, and you have the whole physical prowess which is the total opposite to Chanukah. How can that be that it came out of that? So Matthew wants to say, Hagufa. The Yom Tov of Chanukah is Neiros, is Madlikin Lailanet. What is the Menorah? We know there are two, if you like, the two symbolisms within the Mishkan that represent Torah. One is the Oroin, which represents Torah, Shebichsav, and then they have the Menorah, says the Ramban and Parshas Tzavah, which represents Torah Shebal Peh. The Menorah therefore represents Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh comes through the Chachamim. The Rebbeinu Shalom wanted that a person should understand that you can only come to a proper understanding of the Nisim of Chanukah through Emunas Chachamim. Meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrated in such a way that there should be no history written down. It's Loinin Alikosif. Megillas Esther, nobody has any doubt. Every single word is written down. You can't go wrong with Megillas Esther. Of a Megillas Chanukah, which is where you have the Yevonim who are fighting the Chachamim, and they're fighting the Chachamim because you hold, this is understanding, the Chachamim say no. And Munos Chachamim means you have to be Makabal, that the Messiahs of Teish Shabbal Peh comes through Chachamim, Chachamim only. If that's the case, then of course you can have a big divergence of opinions of exactly what happens. You can read Megillas Antiochus, and you can have the Greek version, which says Mefurish that the Greeks were challenged by Antiochus. Antiochus challenged his generals and said, "How come you're not being Matziach?" He said, "Do you know how powerful these Bnei Chashmonaim are? They're like Arroyas, they're Lamish, that you can't get hold of them, they're so powerful." If you read it from a Greek source, from a non-Jewish source, you'll get a totally distorted perspective of history. Says Rav Chanan, Shalavichavi Agedchaz Akeinachavi Emilach tells you, there's a mitzvah of history. But you have to know how to read history. You have to know how to understand history. You have to know what's the cause and effect is on history. What you might think is the cause is really the effect, and what's the cause? The effect is really the cause. So Faket, the Yomtov of Chanukah, was loinin ali kosif. It was deliberately written, it really not written down, today that we should be makabel, that the only right way to understand the Yomtov of Chanukah is through our Chachamim. That's why Chazal deliberately left in such a way that you read the Gemara, what does the Gemara say? Gemara says that there was, Yevonim came along, and they attacked Klal Yisrael. What was the result? Chashmonaim came along, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them Rachmanas, and Anshar Rad Barachamach, Arabim, he was hermit lahem. They were able to grow and to be able to overcome that. Giborim Yad Chaloshim, Rabim Yad Ma'atim, Tmeim Yad Tahirim. That is our Kabbalah. It's not for us as a Yid to be going to be learning from a non-Jewish source, to be learning historical facts, because their perspective is going to be distorted. Because as the Chazon Ish says, you can have one world event, and the next day you can have 10 different newspaper accounts on what was the cause, what was the effect, what brought it about it, what didn't bring it about it. And therefore, says the Chazon Ish, what is history? History is, you look through the whole of Shoftim, Klal Yisrael did not do right tonight in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch. HaKadosh Baruch brought punishment on them. You look at the historical facts, you may find different ways to understand it. But, says Matthew, that's why the Yom Tov of Chanukah is deliberately left in such a way that the only way we can find the Mekoyer is through HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chachamim that he left in the day. That was the Yom Tov of Chanukah, where we don't have an official history, is for us to be able to get that from the Torah, to get that from our Chachamim. What actually happened? The peripheral is not important. What is important to understand is that there was Nisrash Shabavoidah, the Bach came along, and the Bach says, you know why it happened, Nisrash Shabavoidah? Because Klal Yisrael failed in their Avoidah.
Yeah. The Megillas Chashmonaim.
I don't know who wrote the Megillas Chashmonaim, but Lemaisa, it's not in a Gemara, it's not in a Braisa, it's not in Chazal. It's not an official Chazal that we look at as being a documented way to look at the history of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, you see clearly how it could possibly be that you have a Machloikas, even Heintege Achroinim, exactly what happened, B'Sha'as Takanos Chazal, because that's not necessarily important. It's not necessarily important exactly the historical facts were to do. Yet, Ramosha has his way of understanding, and you have Shmuel Arshen, who has his understanding. But how could that possibly be? Because you see, there's no historical trail which is written down. So, Mamela, there's the two ways to understand why Taka there is no history. Either because Chazal didn't want us to be able to immerse ourselves into things which take this for a yid, or the Seder is to come out and understand that our whole Maseiras of Torah, not just Torah, but everything that goes through history, is all comes out from Chacham.
Shkoyach. Don't understand. It was not a bad thing. It was not a bad thing.